when it is right before the Shkiyim. Ubelvad sheyetzei mi Pesach beisai mi ba'idyayim. But he has to make sure that the goy should leave his house with the schoire he acquired when it's still day. And we had in the Mishnah Brura Sifkotan test two reasons why this halacha is so. Reason number one, because if he will leave after the Shkiyim, so people might say that the Yit told him to take it out of his house after Shabbos. So there's a Maris Ayin that the Yit told him to carry out something from his house in Shabbos. That's one reason. And according to this reason, if the city has an Erev around it, there's no Isser of Tiltul, so then it would be permissible that he could leave after the Shkiyah. And then there's another reason that they might be choshet him that if he leaves after Shabbos, they'll be choshet the Yid that he sold it to him in Shabbos. And Memela, according to this halacha, according to this reason, afilu, there's an Erev around the city, it will still be also. This is the halacha we had learned yesterday. Now the Rambam says, V'yesh matirin sheyoytzi ha'ini Yehudi b'Shabbos, im yichid loy ha'ini Yehudi mokeim meba'oid yoim bebeis Yisrael. But if, when he sold it to him, he was miyachid a mokim to the goy that he can keep his schoire there. That means let us be megashim the inyan. He sold the goy 10 sacks of potatoes. And it's late already. If the goy will start taking out the 10 sacks of potatoes, it'll be Shabbos already. He'll be taking out the 10 sacks of potatoes in Shabbos. So he told the guy, he gave him the room, you know, you can keep your 10 sacks of potatoes in this room. I'm letting you hold your potatoes in this room. So he gave him a right to hold the potatoes in the room. That's called Yichad Loi Mokim Mibo'idyayim Bebeis Yisrael. We will see later what the reason for the heter is. But if he did this, so others are matter. So then, in Shabbos, he goes out, he takes out the 10 sacks of potatoes in Shabbos, and it's mutter. Why? Because he had given him a place where to hold the potatoes before Shabbos. V'yesh lahachmer. But then he says, one should be machmer. So now let us see the Mishnah Brura and try to understand this halacha. Svarim yichad sifkotn yud svarosom dahave keilu kva munach bebeisoy shel eina Yehudi. It is equivalent that he's not taking it out from the Yid's house. He's taking it out from the goy's house because he had given him a room to hold his 10 sacks of potatoes. We'll come back to this to try to explain a little better. V'yesh lahachmir. But it would be preferable not to rely on this heter. Kidei shaloi lahagil ha'eini Yehudi bekach. It would seem this alone is a reason you shouldn't have, this shouldn't be a weekly experience. Every Erev Shabbos, the guy is going to come late and he's going to sell things and he'll have a heter of Yichud Lo Mokim. Perhaps we will not be able to juggle the clock all the time that everything should come out before the Shkiyah. So Memele, so it's preferable to avoid such a scenario, and if the guy is going to come to buy things, he should come an hour before the Shkia, and he'll take out his potatoes, na guten tag. But that's V'yesh Lahachma. V'yesh Lahachma means Me'ikar Adin is permissible, but it's preferable to be Machma. Va'ayin ba'achroinim she'iskimu, they disagree with this day and the Ramah. The Medina ain't Lahakul Bazet. Not a Chumre. One cannot rely on this Heta. Why? Why can't you rely on this heter? The kaimalon besimin tofmem gabi chometz loy mahani biyichad loy moke. The halacha is that if I have chometz of a goy, and I was mekabel achrayis on the chometz. That means the guy gave me a pekodin toll. The guy comes over to me. He's going away for a week, the week of Pesach, and he has a case of schnapps. He wants me to hold his schnapps for him, and he wants, it's expensive schnapps. He wants I should be mekabel achrayis also. That if something happens with him, I should be responsible. Fine. So this, here the halacha is that a yid is not allowed to, even though it's not his schnapps, it's the goy schnapps, but since he's chayev ba'achayis, he's responsible for the goy schnapps, and if anything is happens to the schnapps, he'll have to pay for it. We learn out from a posik that he's over bal yiro. This is also, that's one thing. Now, there are matirim that hold, but if I'll be miyachid a mocking for the schnapps, that means the guy comes into me, he's my next door neighbor, I can't say no to him, so I say, listen, I'm putting it in the closet, this closet is for your schnapps, that means I'm lending you this room that your schnapps can be in this room in this closet. So they are mekilin. That is mutter. I was mekabel achayis of a chomet shel goy b'rishus akum. It's in his rishus. Yichud loimokim makes it his rishus. But lahaloche we paskin yichud loimokim does not make it his rishus. That's how we paskin lahaloche. So Memelis of the Mishnah Brura says so. So since there lahaloche we paskin yichid loy mokim does not make it the goy's rishus, even though I said he can hold the, he can hold his schnapps in this room, I'm lending him this room to hold the schnapps, it doesn't make it rishus ha'akum. So if we paskin like that by chometz, and it doesn't help, so lahaloche, it won't help over here. So that's why, that was the first reason.
What if I give him a room with the key to it?
It's no difference. The kaimalon besimin tov mem gam gabi chometz dloy mahani beyichel loy moke. Yeah. Reason number one. Fine. Now, reason number two, the poiskim say it will not help. The horoyes sover she Yisrael tzivo lahitziyoy. Now, before the Mishnah Berurah brought down two reasons why the goy is not allowed to take out the 10 sacks of potatoes in Shabbos. Reason number one, because I see the goy is taking out 10 sacks of potatoes, no one will know there was a mechira, no one will know anything, he's taking out 10 sacks of potatoes, people will say, oh, the Yid told them to take out of his house 10 sacks of potatoes. So, zok the Mishnah Berurah, so what's helped Yichud Loi Mokim, the goya outside does not know that he was Yichud Loi Mokim. The goya sees the goy is taking out an hour after the Shkia 10 sacks of potatoes from my house. The goya will see, will say that I told them to take it out. Fine. So according to this Tam, it will be also. Now let's be Elach. But according to this time, if there's an Erev in the Shtot, so it's Mutter, that he said before. Now there was a second reason. There was a second reason that they'll say that he sold it to him in Shabbos. From this reason, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't make an Eisik about it. According to that Talmud, it would be good, it seems. It would seem that that's Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. I think Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. Baruch HaShulchan doesn't say it like this, but I think this is Pshat in Mishnah Berurah. That Pshat in Mishnah Berurah is like this. There's a very interesting problem over here. When I sell, let's talk about the 10 sacks of potatoes. I sold the 10 sacks of the potatoes to the goy before the shkia. Let's say, before we'll speak about what people will say and people will think. I sold them 10 sacks of potatoes before the shkia. He gave me $100 for the 10 sacks of potatoes. It's sold. Now, he takes it out 2 hours later in Shabbos. Now, when did it become the goy's? So now it matters. If kesef is koine, so it became the goy's before Shabbos. If kesef is not koine by a goy from a yid, and we paskin, loy poiskin paskin that kesef is not koine, you need meshiche, so he can't be meshiche in my house, that's my reshus. So he has to be meshiche outside of the house. He has to be meshiche out, when he takes it outside of the house, there's a lotion of the Orch HaShulchan. The Orch HaShulchan says, Iker HaKinyin K'sheyotzi MiBeisa. He has to take it outside of the house. He has to take it outside of the house. So even though he gave me money, it's still mine. So the Kinyin becomes Nigma, the Kinyin ends when he takes it out of the house. So before people will start talking, let's speak about such a case. Before people start talking, there was what happened. He gave me money, which according to Rav Poiskim it doesn't help. He takes it out of my house in Shabbos. The case that the Machaber said it's also. He took it outside of my house in Shabbos. So then it really became his then, because then he made a Meshicha. Till then it was in my house. So till then it was mine. Mitzidi, I sold it already. That means perhaps it didn't become his completely. But Chashon says a very interesting lotion. Iker hakinyin k'sheyetze mebeisei. The main kinyin will be when he takes it out. If I say something happened before, that means mitzidi, I sold it to him already. That means he gave me money, I sold it to him. But it will not become his till he takes it out of the house. So l'chayre, it could be, that is the reason of the halacha that the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said a halacha that you are not allowed, that he should take it out after Shabbos, because the Iker HaKinyan will be in Shabbos. Because it'll then first become his in Shabbos. So there's a Mekech and Memkech in Shabbos. Now, the Orch HaShulchan mentions this Svarah. The Mishnah Berurah never mentioned this Svarah at all. The Mishnah Berurah never mentioned this Svarah. So it could be the Mishnah Berurah held that since Mitzad the Yisrael, he sold it already. He's not selling anymore. The goy has to be koined when it'll be goy with the Mashiach, it will become the goy's. But Mitzad the Yisrael, he's mesulik from it already. By him it's sold already. So als the Issa of Mekach Umemkar, the Mishnah Berurah never mentioned this problem. I'm selling in Shabbos. The Yid isn't selling in Shabbos. The Goy is kind of maybe in Shabbos, but I'm not selling in Shabbos. But since the guy was kind in Shabbos, the people will say, I sold it in Shabbos. That is the problem. That's why the Mishnah Berurah went, he didn't mention a problem of I sold it in Shabbos, because whatever the Yid has to do, he did already. He was Mesalik himself from the Mekach, and Mitzidah, it's yours. But the guy wasn't kind until the Maika Mashiach. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah's only problem was people will talk. And why will they talk? Because since the Kenyan was not Nigma, was first Nigmar in Shabbos, so people say, you sold it in Shabbos. They won't make this fine line. No, Mitzidi, I did mine Erev Shabbos. He was kind in Shabbos. People aren't such big lumdim. If they talk, the talkers are not lumdim. So they're going to say, well, he got it in Shabbos, so you sold it in Shabbos. That is the problem. So therefore, if Yichud Mokim helps, so what's Yichud Mokim? The Mishnah Berurah says it becomes the house of the goy. That's Yichud Mokim. Tavakilu kvar munach bebeise shaleini yehudi. If it's munach bebeise shaleini yehudi, so then the goy was kain already before Shabbos. If Yichud Mokim helps. So that's why here the Mishnah Berurah says, the only reason it's also, is people say he told him to take it out in Shabbos. But to say that people will say he sold it in Shabbos, when there never was such a chash, because the sale was Nigmar Erev Shabbos, but Yichud Loi Mokim. But he just said two reasons we shouldn't be Seimach on this. Number one, Yichud Loi Mokim doesn't help. That would it show him, doesn't make it his rishus. And number two, people say he told it to take it out in Shabbos. But it would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that the problem that people will say he sold it in Shabbos, that problem is not applicable if it's Yichud Loi Mokim. That's L'chayre the Ivre in the Mishnah Berurah.
There's a fire.
Yeah, fire, no?
The thing goes out. Whose loss is it? The Jews?
That's a very good shaila, and that really depends on if, and this machlokes hapoiskim, if kesef is koine or if mashiach is koine. So lemaise, I mean, that you have to go to meikah, then we paskin mashiach is koine, and it could be the guy doesn't have to pay for it. If you go to a Yiddish court, that's how the Yiddish court would paskin. That means that he doesn't have to pay for it, because Roy Poiskim holds he wasn't kain. Ain't a chanami. Roy Poiskim holds Mashiach is not kain. That's why we once mentioned the mechira to sell real chometz is right from Poshet, because we don't make a kinyan Mashiach. We only make a kinyan kesef. We make other kinyanim which are mefukpik. But the kinyan, the proper kinyan that should be made, should be kinyan Mashiach, which we don't make, because the guy doesn't go to each yid's house and meishach the chometz or magbiyah the chometz. So that's why this far is mentioned. We don't have kinyan Mashiach, which is the main Kinyan, which most poskim hold the goy is koine, ain't a chanami. So about kaponim, I think this is pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Al kain ein lahakol bazel. Let's go further than the Mishnah Berurah. So he's saying, first of all, could be yichud mokim doesn't help. As time as a garnish mit garnish. And I feel that we'd say Yichud Mokim will help, but we have here this gzeirim that people will say when he's taking out the 10 sacks of potatoes in Shabbos, oh, the Yid told them to take it out. But the gzeira of Tartar say he sold it to him could be this is not applicable, since Lamai said the complete, if Yichud Mokim helps, the complete Mechira was Nigmar before Shabbos. Ela b'mokim hefsed v'tzayrech godol, we can rely on the Yichud Mokim. V'im im ein Yehudi alom, what if the goy is a powerful goy? That means I come to the goy and he wants to buy 10 pounds of potatoes and I tell him, you have to take it out. Don't tell me when to take it out. I'll take it out when I feel like taking it out. He says, 6.5 foot schwarze, and then he doesn't take no for an answer. Yesh lahater afilo b'lo yichad le'mokim. So then you could be mater afilo yichad le'mokim. The b'chahai gavne le'gozul chachomim. Chazal were not goyzer. If you have a goy, there's such a beri of goyim, which are goyim alomim, the strong is. So then they never made this k'seire. Let him take it out. A guten tog. Yeah, cause of oilus tamid niredim hisker as a cheder leini yehudi bepruta al meshech yom haShabbos. Now the oilus tamid wants to say a chiddush that the whole shaila is, we said that poisk mod yichad leimokim does not help because really it's not his house. I said you could use it. I lent it to him. But what if he rented I put the ten sacks of potatoes and I rented out to give me a pruta. I'm renting it out. So the oilus tamid said, then it's really the goy's reshus, and then there's no shaila. That's what the oilus tamid said. Avol amogin Avram, ishar yechoinim kosvu, dafilu beschiris acheder, ein lismoich lohokul. And the reason is because we paskin schiris loikanye. Schiris does not mean it's his, it's mine and he can use it. So memele, so schiris will not help in this situation. The whole heter was, it becomes his, schiris doesn't make it his. Now, before we start Sif Beis, I'd just like to mention one nekudim. We had here in Sif Aleph, a halacha, that a person is starting a malacha Erev Shabbos. Let's say the first case, he's soaking dye in water Erev Shabbos. He put the dye in Erev Shabbos. The whole Shabbos, the water gets colored, this tzviya. No problem whatsoever. Why is no problem? Because even though the dye is continuing in Shabbos, it's getting darker and darker in Shabbos, but whatever I did before Shabbos. So, we see if I do before Shabbos, no problem. It's irrelevant what happens in Shabbos as long as I'm not doing it in Shabbos. So now, there's a pulpul in Achroinim about a Shabbos clock. I said a Shabbos clock, Erev Shabbos, and it's going to put on the air conditioner in Shabbos. It's going to, let's talk about an air conditioner, and finished. So I have a mechaber here. It's dying in Shabbos. It's garnished. I did it before Shabbos. As long as I did it before Shabbos, I'm not doing anything. It's mutter. So we have to know. This Rav Moshe says, another Achayim say, this halacha is not a comparison to a Shabbos clock. Why? This halacha means like this. Here the Aruch HaShulchan says, pshat, in this halacha, that the malacha, when I dye something, how do you dye it? You put it into the dye into the water. That's your pula. The gmar hapula always works by itself. That means that you don't do anything. You don't do anything normally. You put in the dye, and then the dye gets stronger and stronger as it continues soaking. Or let's talk about cooking. I put a pot on. Let's first finish while we're talking. Let's finish talking. I put a pot on the flame. I put a pot on the flame before Shabbos. So when I cook, I always, that's what I do. That's melachas bishul. If I did it before Shabbos, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, so whatever happens in Shabbos is a poil yoytze from what I did before Shabbos, so we consider that everything was done in Shabbos. Before Shabbos, I mean. We consider that everything was done before Shabbos. The Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is very interesting. He says as follows. V'imhoya haschola be'erev Shabbos choshvinin she'akil nase be'erev Shabbos. Everything was done erev Shabbos. Cooking and garnish. I put it on the flame before Shabbos. So whatever happens from this ma'ase is like it's considered. I did everything before Shabbos. No problem. So here, when we're talking about a Shabbos clock, this is not a gemar of what I did. Here, something new is going to happen. That means it's not if I put on the air conditioner before Shabbos and it's going in Shabbos. That's similar to this case. But if the air conditioner is going to go on in Shabbos, you can't say that what it was already done before Shabbos. Nothing was done before Shabbos. The air conditioner first was put on in Shabbos. I didn't do anything, but you can't compare it to this case. So Achronim, the Shvisa Shabbos, says two different Mishalim, which we can't compare a Shabbos clock to these Mishalim. There's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Machizin Esu'ul Bebeis Hamoiket, which means, in the Beis HaMikdash, why we have to talk about the Beis HaMikdash is there was a Beis HaMoiked, there was a place, there was a tremendous fire over there. The purpose was the Kohanim should warm up. So that fire was there to warm up the Kohanim. Erev Shabbos, let's say 10 minutes before Shabbos, they kindled this big fire. Now, I have news for you. The fire didn't start. It was a tremendous fire. There were different logs. The fire started burning, that means I kindled it Erev Shabbos, and it continued burning in Shabbos. So now I have 200 logs, let's say Shabbos is 6 o'clock, I have 200 logs will first start burning 8 o'clock. It's first going to start burning 8 o'clock, because until the fire will reach these logs didn't burn Erev Shabbos. And Vaharayeh, if I want to take away these logs, I can take them away. And nothing happened with them. They'll start first burning 8 o'clock. So I did something 6 o'clock, 10 to 6, and they're going to burn 8 o'clock, and it's mutter. That's one raya that you can't say that I started it and it was kilu, it was done already. That's the halachas we're learning. But these halachas, machizin, beha'ul, beveis, amoiked, their pshat is nothing was started yet. Those logs will first start burning 8 o'clock. But as long as I'm not doing anything, it's going to work by itself. It's what?
They have to be separate, like Ner Shabbos. Would not be a problem.
Yeah, and Ner Shabbos is not a problem, but this is a problem theoretically. Rava Pekin, it's mutter. One case. Another case, they bring a raya that it's mutter. Shvisa Shabbos brings this raya. The din is, let's say a goy has a mill, and I take 20 sacks of wheat, and I put it into the container that's going to go into the mill. And let's say I pour everything in. The 20th sack will first start grinding in 3 hours. That means it's a big mill and it's grinding. The 20th sack will first start grinding in 3 hours. So also you can't say the malach has started already, nothing started. But I'm not doing anything. I did something and it'll come out. So bekitzer, so the achronim bring a raya that if you're just going to bring a raya from Simin Reishon Beis if Aleph, you don't have a raya. Because our case is speaking about that he did the haschalas amalach, and whatever happens later, we consider it was done from before. But here we have cases that it didn't start before, nothing started before. It started later. V'afal pikein, you see, it's mutter. So al smalach, there's no shayla. Rav Moshe in the tshuva holds that it's also al zilzul Shabbos. He says, it's felt in kvoid Shabbos. He says, you can have factories running with Shabbos clocks. You can have a whole city. I mean, you can have everything. You can have the buses and the trains and everything working with clocks. And Golnit and good Shabbos and good Shabbos. So he tines ein locha zilusa de Shabbos godol mizeh. So he holds you're not allowed to use a Shabbos clock except for lights. Lights he has a cheshbon to put on a light, put off a light. I do let you lights. You have a Shabbos clock that puts on the light that turns off a light. That he's matuwan.
Yeah,
he has a cheshbon. He has a cheshbon with a, we won't go into the cheshbon. With lights he's mekel. With everything else he's machma. With an air conditioner. With everything else he's machma. That is shitas Rav Moshe. The Chazainish, Rabbi Yashiv, that is the Chazanish is a tshuva. The Chazanish was mekel with a Shabbos clock. The Rabbi Yashiv is mekel with a Shabbos clock. So Kaponim, just
central air conditioner. Well, let's say if it shuts on, like it kind of it vacillates with the temperature.
So yes, no, this is like.
Is there an Akamina with Rav Moshe? All that was also a problem?
I don't know. A thermostat. L'chair, I don't understand it. L'chair, according to Rav Moshe, there should be also, I think. According to Rav Moshe, I don't see the difference between a clock, if you have a thermostat with a clock, or a thermostat that the temperature is regulating. You have the same problem with the refrigerator, with this. I don't understand it. With the furnace also, I don't understand. Chlorophyll between a thermostat.
A fire is the same thing.
He says for Neiris he's matter. For could be a fire is like Neiris. Okay, let's see weiter, see base. Umuta litain begodav lekoyves eini yehudi. A person is allowed to give his clothing to cleaners. V'oirois la'abdon, he's allowed to give skins to an abdon. What's an abdon? Perish or umin she ma'abed the mesakin ha'oiris. That means he's giving these skins, and this worker will work on them, and will make it into leather. Somoch lachasheicha, he's allowed to do this. He comes into the cleaners 10 minutes before the shkia, he comes into the Chinese laundry, whatever it is, to the cleaners. He gives them 20 shirts, a guten tag, gives it to him. Now we're going to see, this is mutter with three conditions. This is only mutter, number one, im kotzatz loy domim. That means that he told, he doesn't have to pay him a penny, but he obligated himself, he's going to pay him. And we will see, nowadays when you go into a cleaners and you give clothing or shirts, you don't have to obligate yourself. It's understood. He's not doing it for his health, and you have to understand there's a price. Either you read the window, it says the sign, a dollar, a shirt, whatever it is, or, but this is a dover that's understood. If it's understood that he's going to pay him for his services, that's called kotzatz. Im kotzatz lo idome. Oi! A second case, which we'll see, is debatable. Sha'isa oisam betoivas ano. That means he comes over to a goy. This is not already a professional cleaner. He goes over to a goy, and he asks a goy, or maybe he's a professional cleaner also for practical purposes, could you do me a favor and clean my clothing for free? For free. And the goy says, yes. No problem, I'll do it. So now we have to be done. What is pshat in this maise? All of a sudden the guy is a guy molchesed. This is not pshat. So there's a pshat in this. Pshat is mistome the yid did him many taivas, and he felt obligated to this yid. I mean, whenever he sees the yid, he thinks all the taivas the yid did for him. So now, by doing his clothing for free, he's paying up the yid for all the taivas he did for him. So this is even a payment to the yid, but it's just like he's getting paid. That means he's doing it because he wants to repay the yid for the taivas that he's doing him. So t'nai number one is he's doing it for himself. Either he's going to get paid for it, or he's repaying the yid, but the tzad hashav is he's doing it for himself. When he does it in Shabbos, is not I'm doing it because I want to repay you or I want to get the money. Number one. So it's called that what he does on Shabbos is adait in the nafshe. Number two, v'hu shelo yoyim eloy lasis b'Shabbos. When the yid gives him the shirts, he should not tell him make sure it's ready mitzvah Shabbos. He shouldn't tell him do it on Shabbos. He doesn't tell him anything. So mitzad the yid who gave him the shirts, for all practical purposes, he can come next Thursday to get back the shirts. There was no understanding that this has to be done in Shabbos. So if the guy does it in Shabbos, because the guy wants to do it in Shabbos, he's not doing it for the yid. The yid never told them to do it in Shabbos. The yid never told them I need it my choy Shabbos. If the guy does it in Shabbos, he's doing it. He wants to get paid. He wants the money, so he does it in Shabbos.
If the guy says I'm going to do it on Shabbos,
we'll see Mishnah Berurah mutar. As long as I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, I feel the guy tells him I do it. You can do whatever you want. I'm not telling you to do it on Shabbos. In Tanai number three, v'gam sheyase ha'eni Yehudi ha'malocha bebeisoy. The guy has to do this malocha in the guy's house, not in the yid's house. If you're going to have a guy in the yid's house doing a malocha, we have all these tanoim. He's kotzatz, he's a kablan, he doesn't have to do, he's doing it. When he does it in the yid's house, it looks like the yid told him to do it. So we have these three tnoim, and then it'll be mutter. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, im kotzatz, haynu sach yodua. He told them, you're going to get a certain amount for this pula you're doing. He's not paying him by day. If he told him, he didn't even tell him asach yedua. He says, listen, I'm going to pay you. And how much am I going to pay you? We'll come to an agreement. You'll be satisfied, I'll be satisfied, but I'll make sure that you'll be satisfied. This is also good. That means if there was agreement, he's going to get paid to your satisfaction. That means I won't samazai. You'll make up sure. So that's called kotzas. You don't have to say a number. Of normally, when you give something to a koivis, that it is a mutual understanding, he's going to pay him for it. There's a known amount of money, how much a shirt costs, how much a suit costs. Because we have automatically this kotzas. And afilu it's betoivus ano. Haynu shenisratzem yudi lasis lebechinam. I came over to the guy. He said, "Please do me a favor and do it for free." And the guy said, "No problem." Va'amrinen, we assume the mistamer who bishvil eizet toiva shos leYisrael mitchile. Mistamer the yid did him once a toive. Va'alkein. So he's doing it not for the yid, he's doing it to pay up what he's indebted to the yid. Number two, he can't tell him lasis b'Shabbos. Number lekayves reisha nitzorch lahem b'meitzoy Shabbos. Kegayin shereitz alisa miyad meitzoy Shabbos. I'll tell him, listen, I have to leave meitzoy Shabbos. Gamze also. I feel a bit kotzatz. The kivin she yevshel legomri elim kenyasa b'Shabbos. Avle keilu oime befeirish she yechabes b'Shabbos v'have kishluchay. If you tell him, has to be ready meitzoy Shabbos, you're telling him to do it in Shabbos. which is also. And number three, it cannot be bevesai. It only has to be bevesai shel goy. The oz, but if the malach is being done bevesai shel Yisrael, merzi kilu oise bishlichas Yisrael. It looks like he's doing it for the because of a chayodim. The bevesai Yisrael also afilum hidavo sheminig. It is something that everyone does bekablonis. That means no one is a schir yom. There's a worker that gets paid for a job. Let's say if he had the sewer back up and the guy comes in Shabbos, l'chayr it's also. Because he's doing beveisoi shel Yisrael, the yoimru shetzivo lasos b'Shabbos. The people will say he told them to do it in Shabbos. So b'meila beveisoi shel Yisrael is also.
Public house, everyone has a right to use.